another tongue that you bounce up and down with your finger.
Oh, would they
kinda
also
like
call
a
that
Jew's
harp?
Mm-hmm.
I see. Okay. And with all those things, for example, they use those to make
music.
Okay. And sometimes kids play on a piece of wood stretched over a fulcrum.
A drum?
And one goes up and the other goes down.
I don't know what that would be.
You ever heard of a seesaw? Or
oh, yeah, that's a teeter-totter.
You call it a teeter-totter.
Teeter-totter.
Okay. And occasionally, when you have a chicken dinner, the kids might grab a bone and
a wishbone.
Okay. And who wins?
The long end.
Okay. Okay. Can you tell me anything about superstitions? Are there any local superstitions?
Yeah. I used to have a neighbor terribly superstitious about black cats crossing your trail. And my mom used to be superstitious about a bird in the house. It was supposed to denote a death of a family member. I don't know if I ever had any superstitions.
How about haunted houses in the neighborhood? Were there ever any of those?
What?
Haunted houses?
Haunted houses? No.
I know.
I don't think there's even anybody around here that believes in haunted houses.
If you were to have a haunted house, it would be haunted by
ghosts.
Okay. All right. Any other terms for ghosts you might use?
Spooks.
Okay. Okay. All right. Now, if you were to carry a heavy load, are there any other words you might use for carry? For example, if you had to...
Tote.
Tote.
That's what my husband was telling me about North Southern people and grocery bags. Down south, they're pokes. Here, they're just grocery bags.
that is a problem of understanding. The opposite of a boy is a...
girl. Or a man, or whichever way you want to go.
Okay. If a boy goes with a girl sometimes, or, you know, not that they're steady, but is their term, she's his...
date.
Oh, okay.
Her escort.
Okay. So escort is a word they you probably use?
Yeah, or boyfriend. Uh-huh. Usually if they're just... going from here to a dance, he's your escort.
I see. Now, would they ever use the word anything other than girlfriend? Are there more familiar terms they might use?
No, I don't think so. Okay. Date, girlfriend, sweetie pie, whatever.
Okay. Well, are there any local parties or fairs around here?
No, we have a big rodeo and fair at Sheridan in Buffalo every year. But a couple years ago, we had a Claremont Day. And there's some kind of a doing coming up the 26th, similar to Claremont Day.
What is the exact pronunciation on that? I came into town and I said Claremont, and some people correct me and say Claremont.
It's Claremont.
It's Claremont?
All one.
I see.
But from different parts of the country, you know, it comes out different, too.
Yeah, I see. Okay. Now, you mentioned the rodeo. Are there any other names for rodeo? Would they ever call that by another name? Is a stampede? Is that...
In Denver, it's a stock show. Uh-huh. And in Rapid City, South Dakota, they call it stock show.
Huh. But here, it'd just be a rodeo.
Just a rodeo.
If someone's funny, they say he or she has a good sense of